We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Anthony Grillo, or it's Antonio, isn't it? Did I say it right?
Correct. It is Antonio.
I got it. Don't worry. Don't panic. I don't want your parents or people, friends listening on Sirius XM channel 206 or their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Antonio Grillo, one of our talented producers back at CBS Sports Radio, along with Ryan Hickey. John Fast just gave you that score during the latest update. I'll have another one here in about 27 minutes. Auburn 51, Kansas 25. That is a team quitting in Kansas. And they were one of those teams with what they did the Northeastern and beat them by 34, where I was kind of thinking, and it leads into our first huge question of the night, that if Kansas beat Auburn, I'd start to think, you know what, maybe the Jayhawks going to Kansas City for that Midwest Regional would get to Minneapolis where the Jayhawk fans would travel, and Kansas might be that surprise story of the tournament. And guess what? The biggest surprise might be between Villanova, and they lost by 26, 87-61, to Purdue, and depending on what the final is in this game, those are the two surprises. So I have three questions that I'm throwing out to the audience talking about our brackets and March Madness. Who has been the best team you've seen on TV in person, whether you went to the games, in the East, the West, Midwest, and the South? One team in each region who has played the best basketball so far. And then who's the biggest surprise in the tournament and the biggest disappointment? It will be a toss-up. If Auburn hammers Kansas by, let's say, 20-plus or up 26 at halftime, and Kansas plays no defense, I don't know how they can come back unless Bruce Pearl puts the Auburn Tiger basketball team on that bus right now. There's no way. Kansas, the sports prophet, the huge Adamus, there is no way they play enough defense to come back from 26 down. No way. And Auburn does. Mark it down, Hickey. Mark it down, Grillo. Mark it down, John Fass, who handles the New York chapter of the Huge Show Fan Club. There is no way Kansas comes back from down 26 with the lack of defense they play as a basketball team. No way. So now you're going to get Auburn, North Carolina, and I saw a tweet from Clay Travis, who's another national sports talk show host, and he had a great idea. If North Carolina beats Washington on Sunday on CBS, and they move on to the Sweet 16 in Kansas City, and Auburn, which I assume is on their way, surprised they just haven't left. You need Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley to call that game. You need to put them on the CBS broadcast crew with Harlan or whoever will do play-by-play. Maybe Nance, right? You need that crew for that game. You have to. Auburn, North Carolina, Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley on CBS doing the color commentary, not play-by-play. And you get Harlan and Nance. CBS rolls out Ian Eagle, who also is awesome. Hickey, is Ian, is he the voice of the Nets?
Yes, he is.
See, he's a great voice. And isn't that what Travis said? If North Carolina, Auburn's going to win, North Carolina beats Washington tomorrow, that CBS has to call the audible and put Kenny Smith, take him out of the studio, Smith, a North Carolina alum, Barkley, the Auburn alum, and let those guys do color commentary with Nance. And Nance probably would be, or Harlan, or Ian also could handle it. You like that call? I love it.
I absolutely love it. I mean, the halftime show, you had Charles Barkley with his Auburn flag and a tiger stuffed animal on his desk. So he's all, I think that would be absolutely great to listen to, and then a great game to watch. I think hopefully CBS could do it, but I'm not sure if they would.
Why, when you say you're not sure if they would, You don't think the NCAA, well, first off, a lot of people complain that Smith and Barkley are there and they don't know anything about college basketball. And I'm like, they played at North Carolina and Auburn. I'm listening to some guy on Twitter handle like, I know hoops. And then he's complaining, I don't like them on the March Madness coverage. And I'm like, wait a minute. Kenny Smith played at North Carolina for Dean Smith, and Charles Barkley was one of the most complete college basketball players I've ever seen. What are you telling me? That they, I don't like him on March Madness. Those are the comments on Twitter where I want to stomp on my phone. And by the way, I'm on phone 133 in the last 5 years because of Twitter and Facebook and mobile apps. Well, why don't you think they'd do it? You think they're afraid of what would happen? I think it would be the most entertaining play-by-play slash color commentary team that I think they'll go back old school to McGuire, right, and Billy Packer and Dick Enberg. You got to put Nance in there and let him do it. He'd do it in a heartbeat.
I just think that, you know, I'm sure these schedules have been made up, so whatever you would have to bump off, I'm sure that would kind of
somebody would understand that it's Barkley and that the timing of Auburn and North Carolina hooking up, that you step away. And maybe you take the analyst and you let him sit in the studio, TBS studio, if they're doing it from New York or Atlanta, wherever they're at. You let the analyst who is going to do that game, like who does the games with Nance? Grant Hill and is it Rafferty?
I believe you're right, yes.
So let those two guys go sit in the studio then in Barkley and Smith's place. Let those guys be courtside for that game in Kansas City. You have to do it. I got numbers at CBS. I can make a call, Hickey. I can do it. I can get it done.
I think all of America hopes you make that call. That'd be a great watch.
I will. I'll just pick up the phone. I go, look, guys, there's Bill Simonson. They go, who? I go, no, Saturday Night Huge Show. CBS Sports Radio, XM Sirius Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com. I think Hickey and Grillo put up my podcast. Go listen to it. It's like the early Elvis recordings there at Sun Records in Memphis. I think you guys need to put Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley on the broadcast team. Do it. Trust me. That is amazing that Kansas, a 4 seed, is getting hammered like that. I feel good because I have Auburn in my Final Four. On my bracket at CBS Sports in their bracket games, I did a pool for my listeners statewide in Michigan. And Wednesday night, I had Michigan State winning the East, and they moved on to the Sweet 16. They'll play LSU in D.C. coming up on Friday night. I had Michigan winning the West, which isn't crazy. They're a 2 seed. Michigan awaits the winner of Buffalo and Texas Tech. They'll play tomorrow. Michigan would play on Thursday night against that winner between Buffalo out of the Mid-American Conference and Texas Tech out of the Big 12. I also picked Tennessee to win the South, and they have a tough one with Iowa playing with nothing to lose on Sunday. But Tennessee, even with the win, awaiting them is Purdue, who I think has played the best basketball in this tournament so far. I probably would go Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan. Okay, my top three. But Auburn will vault to number one if they win by 20-plus against a 4 seed in Kansas. So then I had Auburn as my other Final Four team. So I'm happy with this Auburn run. I don't think a lot of people picked Auburn. Hickey and Grillo, did you guys do brackets?
Yes.
How far did you have Auburn going?
I believe, if I double-check correctly, I had him in the Elite Eight.
You did? Wow. What about Grillo? Because nobody gambles in New York City.
I had Auburn going to the Sweet 16, had them losing in that round.
All right. And John Fass, he's getting ready for an update. I think he had Auburn winning it all. That's what Hickey told me during his last update. So John Fast may be the sports prophet. I have Michigan. I didn't put Auburn in my championship game. I got them to Minneapolis and the Final Four. My championship game was Michigan and Tennessee, and I don't know if I feel comfortable about that. I don't. Because our question of the day, one of them, give me one team so far you've watched in each bracket that's played the best basketball. And I have Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, and Auburn. But if you ask me from that group who I felt more comfortable about winning it all, I probably would lean towards Purdue or Auburn. Plus, I need your biggest surprise so far in week one of the 2019 NCAA tournament. The biggest disappointment, I think it will be Kansas, or it's Villanova. Unless Kansas has like a 20-2 run to start the second half, they don't have a chance. So you can join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine, Hickey and Grillo. They're based at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fast will have another update here in just about 10 minutes. What's the score? Is that 66-41 now? Auburn on top of Kansas? Am I reading that right with about 15 minutes left, Hickey?
Yes, sir. They're up by 25. How crazy is that?
Look how fast they just scored in our short break. They scored like 15 points in 3 minutes. I know Kansas now has 41, but they play no defense. There is no way Auburn will lose that lead. Matter of fact, I think it's the same lead it was at halftime. So we'll go through the scoreboard with John Fast here in less than 10 minutes. Our huge questions of the night. In the East, West, Midwest, and South, the best team so far, the CBS eyeball test, best team in each region. Who is it? I told you mine. I went Auburn, Purdue, Michigan State, and Michigan. You tell me. Also, biggest surprise so far on the NCAA 2019 bracket and the biggest disappointment. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. By the way, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. That is geico.com. On to the audience we go. Michael in Baltimore, thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
So, you know, I'm going to go with my biggest disappointment, and that is the overall entertainment value of the first almost 3 days. Yesterday's games have an average margin of victory of 14 to 15 points. Other than the Maryland-Belmont and one other game I can't recall off the top of my head, and Maryland today, the games haven't really been entertaining or competitive. There's not been, except for the LSU final second shot, there just hasn't been that signature moment, which typically you always see on Thursday and Friday. And now we're heading into Sunday, and we've yet to see it. But at least that bodes well for competitive games from this point forward in the remaining 15 starting Thursday.
Thank you so much, Michael, for that huge opinion out of Baltimore. Like I said in my opening huge opinion, yes, I think the Sweet 16 matchups are fantastic right now and look even more entertaining. More than likely, you'll get Duke and Va Tech. You have LSU and Michigan State in our nation's capital coming up on Friday. Times will be announced, I think, probably later tonight. Gonzaga, Florida State out in the West in Anaheim, and Michigan against the winner of Buffalo and Texas Tech. Kentucky waiting for the winner of Ohio State in Houston tomorrow. Auburn is up 23 right now with about 15 minutes left. They've scored a boatload of points in like 5 minutes in the second half of that game. Kansas probably bringing the tempo up because they know they're down big. They're down 22 right now, 66-44, a little under 15 minutes to go in that game. So it looks like it'll be Auburn. I think North Carolina will take care of Washington. That'll be another Sweet 16 matchup. And Houston more than likely against Kentucky, a 2-3 in the Sweet 16. And I'll say Tennessee will take care of Purdue. That's a 2-3 in the South in the Sweet 16. And Virginia, and then you'll get the Cinderella story, whether it's a 12 seed in Oregon or a 13 seed in UC Irvine. That is a sweet-looking Sweet 16. Fantastic. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And we have a comment coming in from Martian Bosch. He tweets at Saturday Huge. I'm not saying Kenny and Charles don't do a good job, but I don't agree that just because they went to great programs, that makes them qualified to be good analysts. I'm looking for someone who's watched a lot of games of each team. Barkley and Smith played college basketball. They played professionally. People who try and diminish their credibility to comment on the NCAA tournament makes me laugh, and it's appalling at the same time. And Clay Travis, a nationally syndicated talk show host who I follow on Twitter, tweeted out, hey, if Auburn wins and North Carolina wins, get Kenny and Sir Charles on that broadcast on CBS. I'm all for it. I threw out the idea, okay? Don't want to get everybody up in arms. Scott Gammon, who's listening in Maryland, tweets at Saturday Huge, Barkley and Smith are entertaining. I've never had any problems with them on the CBS pregame show. Also, Backboard tweets, he's listening in the Milky Way, so God bless him. Everybody sponsors everything in college sports except the players pay them. Most disappointing thing in this tourney, the refs decide the games. Baylor got shafted, I guess, on the Zags getting the fourth foul. Cats about to lose because of the refs. Come on. The referees haven't affected any games. No way. The refs have not affected any games. The refs have, you know, when I'm asking you about the story of the first week, you know, the extended with the playing game, so we'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, first 5 days, the refs have not been the story. I think the best game was New Mexico State and Auburn and how nobody wanted to win that in the end. I would say the best half was Gardner-Webb leading by 14 and then as a 16 seed leading a one seed in Virginia who just lost a year ago to a 16 seed for the first time ever. Was a one seed sent packing by a 16 seed of Maryland-Baltimore County. That was the most intriguing storyline for a half. And I believe that right now the story of the first weekend is the three top teams in the Big Ten and what they've done defensively in Michigan State, Michigan, and Purdue. And Auburn, they're up 74-49. Are these guys even playing defense, Hickey? I'm not watching this because I'm doing the show and I have my live bracket at CBSSports.com. Is Kansas going to give up like a buck 20 in this game?
I mean, think about it. Auburn has 78 right now. We're not halfway through the second
74,
half.
74-49 with 12-13 left in the game.
We have right now 11 minutes, 78-53. So they're just short. I mean, they could get 100 points. And they're not missing from three. So it could be ugly for Kansas.
They might get a buck 10.
Here.
They might get a buck 10 in this game. So that's Kansas. You know, they've scored a ton, too. What was that game? Was it 51-25 at halftime?
Yes, sir.
51-25 at halftime. Kansas has scored 26. Auburn has scored 25 in the first 8 minutes of the second half. God bless defense. Somewhere the Warriors and the Rockets are shedding a tear watching that game. So I need your best team so far you've seen in the East region, the West, the South, and also the Midwest. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, you can join in on the questions of the night. Biggest surprise of the tournament so far and the biggest disappointment. And what would be the story? You're sitting there with friends. You're having a cold one tonight anywhere across the U.S. and Canada. What would be the storyline of this tournament so far? I think the Big Ten story of Purdue, Michigan, and Michigan State is at the top of my list. I also want to touch on our great listeners in Canada. CBS Sports Radio, from coast to coast in Canada, do they even care about this tournament? Not transplanted Americans who married or moved there for work or school. Does any Canadian listening right now have a bracket or a bracket pool? Because this is the biggest thing in America. I get hockey in Canada, but I wonder about the interest in this tournament in the land to the north of America. So to our Canadian listeners, let me know. I know Toronto, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, we get people, Nova Scotia, coast to coast, in that beautiful country called Canada. So if you want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Tomorrow at 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, join CBS Sports Network on the pitch for some intense Major League Rugby action as league newcomers Rugby United New York battles the Glendale Raptors, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Hickey and Grillo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 21 minutes. Auburn's up 80-60, probably at the 8-minute timeout, 7:46 to be exact left in that game. Auburn with a win will move on to the Sweet 16 in Kansas City against the winner of North Carolina and Washington on Sunday. Sweet 16 matchups are looking as good as I can remember. If it all plays out, I don't see an upset. You know, Oregon's a 12, UC Irvine's a 13 seed. Whoever wins that will get Virginia. Does Oklahoma have a shot? Not with Virginia's defense. Central Florida against Duke, not with Zion. Would I be stunned if Liberty, a 12 seed, beat Va Tech? Yes, probably, because Va Tech plays some defense. Texas Tech's a 3, Buffalo's a 6. I don't think there's any headlines, no matter who wins that game. I think Iowa would be the shocker as a 10 seed if they started the tournament knocking out Cincinnati a 7 and would knock out Tennessee, who I have in my championship game. I think that, or Washington, if they would beat North Carolina and Columbus, Ohio. Ohio State, there's a team, because they're 11 seed, you know, is there a Cinderella of this tournament? Murray State was, maybe, and then they got destroyed by Florida State. UC Irvine is a 30-plus win team. I don't consider that a Cinderella story. Oregon won the Pac-12. I don't think that makes them a Cinderella. Ohio State was, you know, suspensions at the end of the year with Wes and their big man, and if they would beat Houston and Iowa State and move on to play Kentucky in the Sweet 16 in Kansas City, that hands down, they would be the story. Nothing against the defense Purdue and Michigan State and Michigan have played from the Big Ten. But if Ohio State and Iowa made it five Big Ten teams in the Sweet 16, the leading storyline would be about the Buckeyes of Ohio State. So I'm asking you some questions in regards to week one of the NCAA 2019 men's basketball tournament. In each region, West, East, Midwest, and South, who's been the best team you've seen? You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Plus our bonus questions, biggest surprise in the tournament so far and the biggest disappointment. And what's been the storyline so far, where we sit? It might be the drubbing Auburn's putting on Kansas or Purdue put on Villanova tonight. Let's go to Greg out in California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, 2 days ago, New Mexico State just was horrible in the last few seconds of that game in all the stupid things that they did. Otherwise, they would have beaten Auburn. And I just think it was amazing that Auburn escaped. And maybe they've wakened up and said, you know what? We were lucky in that game. Let's get it on tonight. And they're doing great tonight. But how close were they to losing that game, Hughes? And the other game that I thought was significant was today against Kentucky. Wofford, I mean, clearly they could have beaten Kentucky had the kid Fletcher McGee hit even like 4 of his 12 three-pointers instead of 0 for 12.
Mm.
I mean, you know what? If 4 of them, they would have won by 6.
Well, credit, and a credit Calipari, and thank you for the call, Greg, out in California. Yeah. Credit Calipari there for defense on the kid, 0 for 12. Wow. Live and die by the 3, right? Sports cliche. Yeah, if Wofford, just from New Mexico State, that if they hit the 3 free throws at the end, how it's a different path in Kansas probably is on their way home or close to Lawrence in Kansas City, and with the home crowd and home cooking, maybe a path to Minneapolis with more home cooking. Instead, one shot can change the tournament. That should be a hook line. I should charge CBS for that. If you want to join us, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge. If you want to tweet the show, Saturday Night Huge Show, if you want to like us. Jim Snyder is listening in Brantford, Ontario in Canada, and he tweets at Saturday Huge in regards to my question, do Canadians, not Americans who have transplanted there or married a Canadian woman or business, do red-blooded Canadians, red and white-blooded Canadians, and I mean that by the color of the Canadian flag, don't, I'm not, nothing racist. Do true Canadians north of the border who live there, been there all their lives, are you interested in the NCAA men's basketball tournament? Now, I mentioned Jim from Brantford, Ontario. He tweets at Saturday Huge. There are Canadians who have brackets in the tournament. My wife and I are part of a bracket pool at her work. I am the only American in the pool. TSN Cannabis, equivalent to ESPN, carries all of the tournament games. Now, I don't know if that's spell check. Okay. If it is, then Canada has the greatest sports network on earth. Tonight on TSN Cannabis, we have the highlights. That has to be spell check, which, by the way, is spell check not the most annoying thing on earth? That you get some words that is supposed to help you spell a word, and if you don't check it, it will automatically do it, and you'll send a text or email, and the word, you're like, where did that come from? So I'm looking at Jim Snyder's tweet from Brantford, Ontario. And it reads, and I'm reading it here, I am the only American in the pool, talking about a bracket pool, and I'm asking, hey, any Canadians into the NCAA men's basketball tournament? There's no Canadian schools, maybe some Canadian players. And he says, TSN Cannabis. I think that's spell check for TSN, which is, you know, their national sports network. TSN Cannabis. All the highlights coming up after the Leafs and the Canucks. So is that why Don Cherry's so crazy on hockey night in Canada? Is that why he wears those outfits? Tonight on TSN Cannabis. Cannabis. Tonight's Leafs Canucks highlights are presented by Twinkies. I just like laughing at myself. I really can just enjoy what I do. I can do that. Gator Duke in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. How you doing, my friend?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. Is that the teams you root for, or is that a nickname?
No. 45 years since 1974, okay. I've been a Gator fan.
Okay.
Gator, Wes Chandler.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Legendary.
Yeah, legendary guy. Listen, I'm very happy with the Gators. I mean, they went up against a powerful team, and I knew they weren't going to win. And I'm happy with their season. They need a couple of guys short. But you know what? I'm really pissed off at Gator fans. They're very, very, very negative sometimes. I belong to a couple of Gator networks. And I know they want success in football, basketball, and everything we do. But, I mean, you know, give Mike White some credit. The guy was, 12-11 at one point in the season. He made the tournament. He won a game. And that's it. They're putting on the networks like, fire Mike White. Why?
Here's what's up, and Gator Duke, I appreciate the call from Fort Lauderdale. Twitter and Facebook, and not Facebook, but Twitter has just created a cesspool at times of it just, and I whine, and I'll get caught up in it too, because I, you know, basically being a sports talk show host, you have to whine, 50% of the time, right? Whether you're doing a local show, whether you're on CBS Sports Radio, whether you're doing one of those talking head shows on TV, you're complaining. But the expectations of any Florida fan, because you beat Nevada and you're playing a 2-seed in Michigan on a neutral court, Michigan one of the top two teams defensively in the country and a 2-seed, you're a 10-seed? And you have these false expectations. But, you know, people put way too much stock in Twitter. You do. Well, what you'll do is you'll look at Twitter and you'll think that's the pulse of the people. It's not. No way. It's not. Because you'll see something with a ton of likes. You'll think that's what the majority feels. And not at all. How many times, where people do unite on Twitter and where it really hits its go zone is when there's something cool and then or funny. And then there are a ton of retweets and likes or quoted retweets. But the negativity, I don't see that. I don't see that vibe. There's some snipers. But I've sat with, executives in radio, and I said, how can you put any validity and credibility into a forum where you don't know who's saying it? Well, they said their name and where they're from. You can just get an email address and be anybody you want to on Twitter. And I've watched businesses suspend people advertisers concerned about a tweet, and you're thinking, isn't that your competition maybe doing that? The radio station across the street, the store across the street, and you, as a respected man or woman in business, on or off air, any business you do, you are going to put credibility and stock into a forum where you're not sure who is saying what. Now, you don't have to use your real name. You don't have to use where you're from. You need an email address, which you can get in 10 seconds through multiple platforms anywhere. That's the world we live in. You know what? I look at Twitter, and I say this all the time, and doing a talk show for 27 years across this country, national level, statewide, places like Oklahoma City and Tulsa and Austin and Chicago, that I look at the social networks as a place to have a back-and-forth conversation, a place to promote what my opinion is on something, and a place to let people know where they can hear me. Or if I'm doing a Facebook Live. Or if I have a pretty cool giveaway. I have never looked at Twitter and felt in 140 characters, or because of how many retweets something did get or didn't get, have I put stock that that's the pulse of the people. Never. And there are a lot of people who do it. A lot of businesses in my industry who do it. Well, you know, we've had six tweets about what you said. Really? Do you know who you're talking to? Do you remember old school, the newspaper used to require you to give your name, address, and phone number if you had a letter to the editor, and they would call you to verify it was you? Any decision maker putting any stock into opinions on Twitter where people can hide and be snipers, your business is probably going to fail. The preceding announcement is a reflection of everything the Huge Radio Network stands for. By the way, you can tweet us at Saturday Huge on Twitter. 24/7. Tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter. I don't even know if it's really you. You can like me on Facebook, Saturday Huge. We're the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine.